Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner Show. For network or show information, visit www.BiteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show, the Children's Corner. Today, my very special guest is children's author Lindsay Joulet and her mother, Catherine. Lindsay's book, Rescued by Love, is a children's picture book about dog adoption. This heartwarming tale tells the story of an older dog and his newly adopted brother and reminds us that pets are a special part of any family. The book has colorful illustrations of whimsical dogs and shares a positive message. It's a great tool to encourage children's awareness of animal rescue and adoption. And Lindsay will be donating 50% of all the proceeds to charities that benefit animal welfare. You can purchase her book from Amazon.com, and I do have a direct link to her book there in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Lindsay and Catherine to the show. Good day.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Thanks for joining me. I'm really happy to have you on my show to talk about your book, Lindsay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Lindsay, let's just start, first of all, you wrote this book when you were 7. How old are you now? Are you 8 now?
I'm 9 now.
9 now. Okay. Well, my goodness. Okay, so why don't you tell me exactly how you got the idea for writing this book?
Well, me and my mom, we were taking pictures of the dogs, and we were going to make a scrapbook. And then she had the idea, let's make a book. So I said, yeah, and then we started looking at pictures, and we started thinking of words to do for the book, and eventually, here I am now.
There you are now. Okay, great. Well, let's first talk about the two dogs that you have are Chex and Chili. So tell us a little bit about first who you had first, and tell us a little bit about...
Well, we had Chili first. Chili actually passed away this summer.
Okay.
Or last summer, sorry. But we had him for a long time. He was 13 years old, and I lived with him for 8 years. My parents lived with him for longer than that. And Chex, we got, 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. So now, were both Chex and Chili were animal rescue dogs, correct?
Yes.
So... tell us about when you went to get Chex. When you went to the animal shelter to get him, what made you pick him out of any of the other ones?
Well, my parents were looking at pictures of dogs, and they found Chex's picture. So we went to go look at him, and he was very handsome, like he is now. And we were thinking about adopting him, but we had to make sure of some things first. So we took him for a little walk to make sure he wasn't perfectly active and super hyperactive. And that test turned out fine. He was very, very friendly, so we were happy about that. And we decided that we're getting this dog. We're going to get him. We're going to take him with us.
Well, that's great. Well, now Catherine, obviously you, with the getting Chili as before Lindsay was around, tell us a little bit about, your view of you know, going to the animal shelter and basically rescuing these dogs.
Sure.
Most of the dogs that we've had have been rescued, and it's pretty sad, but in the South, there's an overpopulation of dogs, and there's not a lot of funding.
Yep, we're getting the feedback. So I'm thinking that maybe you have the sound from the computer with Lindsay, because it's coming through as an echo.
Oh, I see. You want to use her headset?
Yeah, that would be great. That would work, I would think.
We'll just talk one at a time. That's okay. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry.
Is that a little bit better?
There. That's perfect. Yes. Yes, that is.
Okay. So as I was saying, I'm from the South. I'm from Alabama. And in the South, there's an overpopulation of dogs. There are so many homeless dogs and unwanted dogs and a lack of money for spay and neuter and a lack of money for dogs to be kept in shelters. So they end up having high kill shelters. And when I moved to this area in the Mid-Atlantic, there are a lot of rescue organizations here that work with and partner with the shelters in the South and also in the rural parts of Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. And they try to help these shelters with their overpopulation by bringing the animals up here where there's not as much of a problem with funding and not as much of a problem with overpopulation, and they're able to get the dogs adopted out up here. So I really was kind of fascinated with that concept and wanted to help with that. I do believe in rescue. I think they make great dogs. I think it's true that the dogs rescue you. You're not just rescuing them. And so mm-hmm. when we rescued, Chili was our first rescue. And then when he was getting older, we thought he needed a friend. So that's why we ended up looking for a companion for him. And that was Chex. And the two dogs became really, really close friends. And that's what inspired Lindsay to write her book.
Yeah. Well, you know, that the whole politics, you know, behind, you know, funding and making sure there are enough resources to be able to, you know, successfully, you know, work the adoption process. I mean, it's wonderful that, you know, you can have this interstate kind of setup. You know, ideally, though, it would be wonderful to be able to have, you know, each state, you know, recognize the importance and, you know, and properly fund. But you have to get creative, I guess, you know, in order to
Well, and to these help people the get really creative. I can't believe the number of volunteers and what they do. And when the dogs first come to the shelters, a lot of them have health problems. And the priority is to get them with fosters so that they can be in a home and learn how to live in a home and be ready to be adopted by a family. So the fosters volunteer to take them on. A lot of times those dogs coming from the shelters have medical needs. So then sometimes the fosters have a full-time job and they can't do all the transportation to the appointment. So we need volunteers to get involved with that. Sometimes we need volunteers to get involved with training. Sometimes we rescue pregnant mothers. So somebody has to volunteer to have the pregnant mother in their home birthing a litter of puppies. That's kind of the ultimate foster volunteering experience. And again, it's a problem with overpopulation and dogs not being spayed and neutered. And there are these litters born on the side of the road, or litters that are dumped, or, you know, litters that are born in shelter. So a lot of people, fortunately, are really passionate about it and willing to raise money and commit their time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, with you know, you mentioned many times a lot of the rescues have medical issues. Is it common to have not only the medical but also the psychological or, you know, the emotional issues as well, you know, because in many cases, you know, if their physical needs aren't being met, their, you know, their psychological aren't either.
Well, a lot of the rescues recommend when you first get a rescue dog that you do something called a two-week shutdown, because the dog has just had so much stimulation, maybe been transported, maybe been abandoned, you know, maybe been homeless, maybe been in a shelter environment. So you don't really know what the dog has been through. So the encouragement is to set like a really basic routine and, you know, give a shutdown. And, you know, when Lindsay decided she wanted to write her book, we really talked about how we could make a difference. We don't have unlimited time and resources to spend in shelters or volunteer efforts. But we think with Lindsay's book sales, her book is a really heartwarming story. It's not expensive, and she's donating half of her profits. And we think if we could get it to go viral, that we could really make a difference. We could fund some spay-neuter programs, fund some provide some funding for some training. And we both feel like if we help one dog, we've done something.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And you know, it's when Lindsay came to you with the idea, or the idea for the book came about, you know, one of the things that I think is wonderful, and one of the reasons I really wanted to make sure that to have you both on is for parents to recognize, you know, the ability to, you know, to foster that in a kid. So for when Lindsay came to you with the idea of a book, I mean, were you just like, yep, let's just do it? And from that point on, or was there any hesitancy on your part?
Well, it's really, she says it was my idea. We don't have a distinct memory, but I think it was sort of. Absolutely. Yeah. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, now I did. Yeah. I saw you there for 1 second, but yeah, well, you know, it, no matter whose idea it was, you know, the idea, the working together, I think, I mean, to me, that's, I mean, first of all, you're fostering in her, you know, empowering her to recognize that she can do this, you know, and that she, you know, she can, you know, make a difference. And then I would have to think that it was, had to have been a fun project to work together on it. Did I lose you there? Hello, Catherine? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, there I am. Okay. Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I was hearing you in quadruple for a minute there.
Oh, Lord. That's not a good thing for me. No. What I was going to say is that, you know, the first of all, you know, for a parent to support a project like this for their child, and then the idea that of working it together had to have been just a great experience, something that you, I mean, what did you feel like when you were doing that? How would you say that project, you know,
well, as
she
helped? Said, when we started, it was really more of a scrapbook, and we were putting together some pictures to make a photo book, and we were coming up with captions to put under the photos. And it was really more than a photo book. It was reading like a story. And Lindsay said, we should publish this like a book. And I said, absolutely, we should do that. That sounds like a great idea. And we then started looking into, I have some marketing background. I'm a realtor. And I have some friends that are really involved in graphic arts and formatting and photography. So we sort of combined some talents to look into the best options. And fortunately, there are a lot of options available now. I think back in the day, you had to send a manuscript out to a bunch of different publishing houses and try to get someone to print your book. And now there are a lot of self-publishing outlets available. And if you have any experience and you're technically savvy, you could go through the process yourself and end up with a, you know, a published book, hardcover or softcover, and an ISBN number. And then
right.
the opportunities there are kind of limitless depending on, you know, how you market it and promote it, which is what Lindsay and I are just dipping our toes into now, trying to kind of get the word out and see if we can get this book to really get some attention so that we can, you know, donate thousands of dollars to animal rescue. And Lindsay's really proud about it. You know, when she gets to list her hobbies and things that she's interested in, she gets to say that she likes to work with dog rescue, and she gets to say that she's an author.
Exactly. I was going to say that has to have been great. Well, you know what? Let me just take a real quick break here, Catherine. And then during the break, let me go back to Lindsay and chat with
okay.
her a little bit more. Okay. And then we'll be right back. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
Everyone, hold on. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide: books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us again today. My very special guest is Lindsay Jolet, along with her mother, Catherine. And we're talking about Lindsay's new book, Rescued by Love. You can find out more by visiting Amazon.com and purchasing her book. I do have a link to her book there in the show page description, so it's easy for you to find and purchase. Okay, so Lindsay, we're back. Now, let's, you know, talk a little bit about you're now an author. So how does it feel like to be an author? Like when you tell kids that you're an author, what do they say back to you, and you know, what do they think about that?
Well, usually they want a little proof, but when I give them proof,
okay,
they think it's pretty cool.
Mhm.
And usually they'll tell somebody else, and sometimes I'll share my book with the class if I ask my teacher,
uh-huh.
and she lets me share it to the class. And
mm-hmm.
depending on how old they are, they react differently. If they're about my age, then they act, well, they're kind of amazed, and they tell my teacher. Sometimes they'll just tell a friend, or sometimes they'll just keep it to themselves. If they're adults, they'll probably ask where they can get the book. They don't have
uh-huh.
one. And if they're younger than me, well, I don't usually tell them if they're younger than me. But if they're younger
uh-huh.
than me, then they probably just say, wow, and get on with whatever they're doing because they're little.
Really?
And have a yeah. small attention span.
Yeah, that's it's harder for them to kind of understand exactly that. So when people ask you about animal rescue and adoption, what do you tell them? Why is it important for them to know about that and to do that?
I tell them that it's important because lots of animals are being hurt, and especially dogs, and they get hurt, and no one is there to protect them, and no one can hear them, and they can't do anything. They just have to live in pain. They're just helpless.
Yeah. Well, your book is going to help them learn a lot. So tell us a little bit, maybe like a couple of the pictures that you had in the book, and just tell us a little bit so that the people who are listening can understand a little bit about the book. So maybe what was one of your favorite pictures, and why was it one of your favorites?
My favorite picture is probably the picture on the cover, the one that has that looks like a painting. I like that one because it shows that the dogs are best friends because their heads are touching and they're laying in the same bed. And I really like the art and how it looks because my mom found a guy and he helped us work with our pictures and make it look kind of like paintings. And it looks really, really cool.
Yeah,
and
I really like that
about the book.
Yeah, that is a good picture. As soon as anybody looks at that picture, they're gonna go, "Oh, that looks so cute," and they're gonna want to know all about that. So, okay. So now, do you think that you'll do another book? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna do another book. We're not sure what it's gonna be about. It might be about our new dog, Champ.
Oh, now is Champ a rescue dog too?
Yeah, he's a puppy rescue. He's a 1-year-old now. We got him. He was about 7 weeks old at a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did you pick out Champ, or did Champ pick you? How did that work?
Well, I guess you could say it worked both ways because we went to the rescue about a week after Chili passed away, and we were looking at some dogs, and we had been there once already, and we passed by a little crate with a litter of puppies in it, and there were a litter of 11 puppies, and Chant was the only one who was up and running around. Well, all the rest of them were sleeping, and I picked him up, and he bit my ear, and I started crying because I loved him so much.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So he kind of picked me out, but I also kind of picked him out.
Well, that's good to hear. So yeah, I think, you know, probably another one with Champ and Chex would be a fun one to do.
Yeah.
You know, usually when people read one book, there, you know, an author needs to make, you know, do more books. A lot of people ask for that, so you're probably going to be having people ask for you for that. Now you mentioned that sometimes in school, you know, that if the teacher lets you, you go, you know, you tell the class. Have you done any talked to any other schools or anything else yet about the book and about
Well,
adoption?
It is in my old school. My old school has a library, and, well, of course it has a library, and our book is in that library, actually.
Uh-huh.
At Fairfax County, there's a library at Williamwood Elementary, and that library has my book in it.
Well, good. Well, that's definitely a good start there. So, go ahead.
And if you want to see pictures of Chex and Champ together, then we have a Facebook page called Rescue by Love, and there are pictures on there of Chex and Champ snuggling, hugging, and having fun.
Well, good. Well, that's good to know. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, as soon as we're done with today's show, I'm going to go in and like your Facebook page so I can share it with the people that I know and my listeners, so that they'll be able to see that. So I'll be sure to try and get people over there to start liking your page, okay?
Okay.
Great. And then why don't I go ahead and just finish up with your mom one last time, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for helping me get the word out about my
You're very welcome.
Hello?
Hello there. Great. I just mentioned to Lindsay, I'm going to go ahead and be sure to like your Facebook page so we can,
Great.
You know, hopefully generate some people coming there, you know, to do that. And she is a delightful young lady that you have.
Thank
there.
You.
Yeah, she's very well spoken. So, and I asked her about doing another book, and she said that possibly, you know, maybe with Champ and Checks. So, who knows? Didn't mean to put more on your to-do list. But,
no,
but
we definitely talk about it a lot. Her daddy is kind of prodding her more than I am.
Oh, is he?
We think
okay.
it's a really worthwhile project.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, and it's wonderful to be able to, you know, the one thing that you mentioned, having friends, you know, that you, whose expertise you drew upon, you know, to get it done. That's the one thing that I think that it's wonderful. And you'll find that people are more than happy, you know, to help out. And it's great to be able to have that, those kind of resources supporting you in the project.
Definitely. And I think it's important to mention that all of the photos in her book, Rescued by Love, came from my iPhone. So I'm not
wow.
a professional photographer. I don't have a fancy lens or anything. Those photos were taken with my iPhone, and then we converted them with a software program. There are a lot of apps out for it now. A couple of years ago, it was kind of new, I think, but you can convert a picture into sort of an illustration that lends itself more to a children's book. So those were just iPhone pictures that we converted into illustrations. And then in the back of the book, there are some pictures that were taken by my friend who is a professional photographer. We thought it would be nice to put some real photos of the family and the dogs in the back.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that personal touch, you know, I think is really what people are looking for. And, you know, especially, you know, if people are looking to increase their family with pets, you know, that it's really nice to be able to kind of see that in action and see, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like you said, because of the problem with birth control, with the spay and neuter, I mean, it's really an issue that, you know, we just really need to pay a lot of attention to, you know, and make sure that, you know, because it's just, you know, the animals can't speak for themselves. You know, and
it's
we
just really,
really need to be
unnecessary
able
to have so many, such an overpopulation. But a lot is being done to address that, fortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, is there any other, I mean, other than purchasing a book, and again, I did put a link to the book in the show, you know, Amazon in the show page description so people can find it easily. Is there any, maybe any other kind of information or any final words you might want to give to the listeners, either about pet adoption or just how they can help you or just help with the issue?
Well, thank you. I would just encourage everybody that thinks that they have room in their house and room in their heart for a pet. I would encourage adoption. And if they go to a shelter and they don't see a dog that they think will fit with their family, then they could contact a rescue organization. And usually the rescue organizations help you find the right fit, and they're usually patient because they know that you want to get the right dog for your family. And a big part of what they do is vet these dogs out and decide what kind of home that dog needs. Is it an active dog? Is it a dog that can't be left alone for a long time? Is it good with other dogs? Is it good with children? They do a lot of that kind of testing. And I would just encourage everybody to consider adoption and to remember if they do go to the shelter that all those dogs are just begging for attention because they're living in a cage and that's not necessarily the personality of the dog.
Yeah, yeah, that's good to know. Well, Catherine, I really want to thank you for your time and thank Lindsay for her time, too. I really appreciate you spending that with us. And again, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I like the your Facebook page and send my friends all that way as well.
Sounds great. And Lindsay's going to send you an autographed copy.
Oh, great. Okay. That would be great. I would love that. That would be wonderful. So thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you so much, and thanks for being patient with our technical problems.
Oh, it's not a problem at all.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BiteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth's Children's Corner show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.me/BiteRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's BiteRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.